Deputy Chairman, distinguished ministers, colleague ambassadors, representatives of the FAO, colleagues and friends, let me begin, Chair, by extending our congratulations to you and on the manner you are chairing this session, assisting, of course, your colleague, the Minister of Samoa, the substantive chair of the 39th session of FAO. Let me commence by first of all conveying to the FAO my government's apologies for the unavailability of my Minister of Agriculture, who could not be able to join you due to pressing matters back in capital. We, however, believe bring to you, the Minister and my government, best wishes and to wish you success in the session, in this 39th session in FAO in Rome. Chair, before I begin, I wanted also to place on record my government's appreciation and profound gratitude to Ms. Maria Elena Semedo, the Deputy Director General, seated on your right, for an effort and initiative to invite, for the first time, Pacific Island seats to participate in the 39th conference. Chair, I must underscore the fact that this is the first time we have a stronger seats representation, which I feel, on my delegation, on behalf of my delegation, has added great substantial value to the work of FAO, including the support given back to the FAO Director General, Professor Graciano da Silva from Brazil. Let me commence, Chair, through you by congratulating the Honourable Minister Ropate Mamei from Samoa for his election as Chairman of the 39th session of the conference on behalf of the Pacific Seats and FAO member countries. This is a welcome gesture, Chair, of the ongoing support that FAO is according notably to seats countries within the FAO family of members, but particularly to the Pacific Island, Western Pacific region. Equally, and on this note, Chair, I wish to join the other member countries who have already spoken since Saturday, even yesterday. Already spoken on this event to confer to the Director General, Dr. Graciano da Silva, Vanuatu, sincere congratulations for his re-election to the IFS of FAO. And we have full confidence that with his leadership and his experience, Dr. Da Silva will be able to take FAO to the next stage of development as aspired by the entire members of the FAO membership. Mr. Chairman, Director General, and all distinguished guests and ministers, as you are all very much aware, Vanuatu, my country, recently suffered from a very devastating cyclone, Cyclone Palm. Cyclone Palm is the most powerful cyclone to ever hit the southern Pacific. On 13th of March, it strengthened to a Category 5 storm over the Y-shaped chain of islands in Vanuatu. And in the next few hours, took the islands of Vanuatu by storm, leaving in the wee hours of the 14th of March on a Saturday morning, at least 60% of the population have been displaced. It is the first time a cyclone of that magnitude has hit one of the small islands in the Pacific. And as you know, Chair, Vanuatu is a very small island chain comprising 260,000 people surrounded by the big Pacific Ocean. If there's one real value that can be extracted from the 39th session of FAO, Chair, it is the work of seeds and the application that FAO can be able to take to seeds to address the issue of climate change, issue of adaptation, issue of sea level rise. And Chair, as raised by the words from the Secretary, the Director General himself, FAO must also be present and have visibility at the COP21 conference when we meet in Paris at the end of this year. Chair, the calamity destroyed critical infrastructure, displaced thousands of severely affected food security and productive sectors, including agriculture, livestock, fisheries, forestry, and of course, biosecurity. These are the issues, the elements that constitute the heart of the FAO program. Though we are presently undergoing recovery work, it will undoubtedly take us years and years to bring back left to normalcy. On this note, Chair, I wish to grab this opportunity to sincerely thank FAO, UNDP, and all other donor partners, and of course members of the FAO, for all the support of Vanuatu during this daunting, dusk and the dark hours we faced in the last few months. Chair, Vanuatu has already proceeded to establish a risk resilience unit under the supervision of the Director General of the Ministry of Agriculture, who is here with us this afternoon, and the supervision of the Ministry to help the country focus or refocus much more proactively towards building resilience and resilience strategies towards managing the effects of climate change. Chair, this brings me to pose before you today the need for some sort of an emergency trust fund to help provide swifter responses to similar or more adverse future challenges of this nature. Rapid changes, Chair, to world climatic weather pattern will increasingly ensue extreme weather events of the magnitude of tropical cyclone Pam, or even more worse than that. As we speak today, already we are in the midst of another threatening weather pattern, an El Nino, which is predicted to induce a drought over the next 6 months into 2016 in the central western Pacific region. In this regard, and speaking lastly from the perspective of the small island developing states, I wish to underscore the urgent call to ensure a more responsive, robust, and pragmatic mechanism is put in place to help tackle what will very obviously become an increasingly challenging future for our developing countries, notably those of the Pacific Islands. Let me seize this opportunity, Chair, to also reiterate the call of our Pacific Island leaders, as voiced within the past few conferences and meetings, the need for the 16 Pacific Island countries to be granted at least one additional seat in the FAO Council. Chair, at the moment there are 16 of us, we're only given one seat and one voice. I beg this FAO session and August Assembly to consider and take that into consideration. While we value the support and representation of our leading traditional partners in the region, my government believes there can be no better moment to make this happen than now. Now is the time to participate fully in decision-making processes that affect the daily lives of small and vulnerable economies such as Vanuatu and the rest of Pacific Island states countries. Let me conclude, Chair, by again sincerely thanking FAO and others for your support in reaching out to Vanuatu during the recent calamity that my country has suffered. I wish to thank the Director General and your staff and your leadership, Chair, for all the support that you've granted to Vanuatu. I wish you good speed and all the blessing success in the course of this 39 conference. I wish you well. Thank you, Chair.